We have a new album that's going to be released next week, and the album is called Bridges. And Bridges is really about traveling and moving and stuff. And one of the trips that we had the pleasure to go on was last summer to a place called Marseille on the Riviera. There was a concert there called Riviera 76. And it was held on this racetrack, which is called Le Circuit. I hope I'm saying it right. Yeah, Le Circuit here right on. Jean-Paul Ricard. No parlez-vous, you understand? But like, they had a concert out on this racetrack, and on the way over there, the folks were asking us, they said, well, you know, like, since the lyrics are very much a part of what do you do, and the folks over there speak French, how they gonna understand y'all? Well, we said, we have a feeling that everybody in the whole world speaks drum, and somehow they'll get the message. This is a song about that experience, a very good one indeed, called A Racetrack in France. Everybody got a clap in their hands. It seemed like a long way from the Union Station. On a racetrack in France, everybody started to dance. I was a long way from home, but those are good vibrations. Young man said, hey. Travel. Go out and spread the word now, people say. Got me kicking up dust and gravel on a racetrack near Marseille. It all sounds like a mystery. Things that you just don't understand. Let me give you a little bit of history. Talk about me in the midnight van. A long way from this station. On a racetrack in France, everybody started to dance. I was a long way from home, but those are the vibrations. I said, hey. African said merci beaucoup. Found out that means thank you. Cause the rhythm's what they missed. Yeah, people got the message from the music that we play. And it really shouldn't have been no surprise that we all got down that day. On the racetrack in France, everybody got a clap in their hands. It seemed like a long way from a Union Station. Racetrack in France, everybody started to dance. I was a long way from home, but those good vibrations left. I said, hey. really working out to the same. Got me kicking up dust and gravel on a racetrack near Marseille. It all sound like a mystery, things that you just don't understand. Let me give you a little bit of history here. Talk about me in the midnight band. On a racetrack band, everybody got a clap in their hands. It seemed like a long way from the Union Station. On a racetrack band, everybody started to dance. I was a long way from home, but it's a good vibration. On a racetrack band, everybody clapping their hands. It seemed like a long way, long way, long way. On a racetrack band, everybody started to dance. I was a long way from home, but those good vibrations made me feel free.
When you started off, it was perfect, buddy. Thank you. Like to take you into the IDs, let you know who everybody is who's been playing for you. First of all, let me, you know, maybe on your way home you will find a way to describe him. I've been trying for a long time. Let me say this. Brother, I love my partner from Brooklyn, New York for 8 years, Brian Jackson, keyboard, and everything else. My music director. To the far left, identified last night by someone as communism, but to the far left, over somewhere near socialism. From Dayton, Ohio, Brother Sigmund Dillard on bass. Ziggy, the bass man, bass man. The man in black on saxophone and synthesizer from Detroit, Michigan, Brother Alan Barnes. Also from Dayton, Ohio, on trumpet and flugelhorn, Brother Delbert Taylor. Delbert Taylor, trumpet and flugelhorn. Our anchor man, brother who sits in the background but holds it all together for us, on drums from Washington, D.C., Brother Reggie Brisbane. Reggie Brisbane. And last but not least, once again from Chocolate City, our PhD in drumology, the doctor, Barnett Williams.